I'm Justin Perkins. This is Talk Junkie. We're on the road again, and I'm an arrogant asshole. Now, the second part of that statement, I can pretty well vouch for. I think I've been called an asshole enough times that there's some validity to the statement. I've been also called arrogant enough times it's possible that there's some validity to that statement. I don't know. But someone who took the time to listen to a couple episodes, and I appreciate it. Those people, or that person, felt it imperative to tell me what an arrogant asshole I am. And so, they mentioned two episodes in particular, with what I understood to be maybe a couple more. So I sent them a message asking about the other episodes. They didn't give it to me. So I went back and listened to the two episodes that they had mentioned. One of them, kind of old. One of them fairly new. So I wonder that they're not responding to email, if they're a long-time listener or whatever the case may be. And this is an older email, so I wonder, will they stick around long enough to hear this? I don't know. Really don't. There's no way for me to know. But I went back and listened to two of my own episodes with that comment and that thought process in mind. And I would say I came across at times in both of those episodes in a way that for someone who didn't know me could definitely be perceived as arrogant. I will say that at least once or twice in each of those episodes, I came across in a way that anybody would perceive as arrogant. This happened after the last episode was recorded. It had not aired. So even if it did air, this email wouldn't have any impact on it because this email is from late 2023. I just hadn't checked. I don't check the email very often, talkjunkie@gmail.com, because I get almost none now. So I know the last episode was not being referenced, but I went back and listened to it. And there's a couple spots in it where I could see maybe the same thing. And that worries me that this person will hear that episode before they hear this episode. Because there's some situations in that where I can be like, okay, yeah, I could see maybe some irony. But I talked about coping mechanisms in that. And in listening to, this complaint about me, and let me tell you something. 10 years ago, I'd have been like, screw you. And I'd have come on here and went on a tirade. I mean, back before anybody was podcasting. About 08, I guess, before I knew of any podcast, I was Ustream. If you'd sent that in to pirate radio on Ustream, I would have beat you. I definitely wouldn't have taken the time to go back and listen to two episodes. I can tell you that right now. Those episodes were very unlistenable, so there's no way. These are pretty unlistenable. Those are very unlistenable. It was a very fun show. I think 2 years ago with Top Junkie, I would have just come on and addressed the topic. And I really believe that. And I almost did it this time because I felt like I could explain how you perceived what I said as arrogance. I arrogantly thought I could just explain to you your lack of understanding of my general intelligence. And then I went back and listened. And the first thing I noticed about both of those episodes in particular, I was in a very good mood like I am right now. And I was very loose like I am right now. And I don't think a lot of people may not, because not many people listen. And that's another big reason that I took this email seriously. I can't afford to lose my tens of listeners. Because I don't have a lot. I've had a spike. But we're hundreds and hundreds and hundreds off from the thousands we used to have. I mean, this thing has fell off. So, you take it a little more personal when there's only a handful and one of them doesn't enjoy you. But I was very loose and very in a very good mood on both of those ones that were specifically referenced. And when I'm like that, I make jokes. Like the joke about my general intelligence at the beginning of it. Like I joke a little bit. That may not be funny, and it isn't funny. I'm not a stand-up comedian. So the word to be don't mean I am. But they didn't have the serious tone that some of the other episodes have had. Or, you know, a lot of the episodes have a serious tone, and then they'll have, like, some jokes mixed in. These were very joke-heavy shows. Or, like, not jokes as much as just goofing off. So I was very goofy in these shows. And the thing about me when I joke is you really only get one of two things. Very self-deprecating, which I like. I enjoy that type of comedy. I enjoy doing those things. I like cutting myself down. I do. I don't mean it towards myself. I like to do it. But also, I can have a very arrogant sense of humor that's supposed to come across as a know-it-all who's actually wrong, but thinks he knows it all. That type of structure. But I could see at certain times in those episodes, and in general, if you didn't know me as a person, where it would just seem arrogant. So the style of humor and my sense of humor in certain times and in certain aspects definitely has an arrogant tone. And I see that. And my wife tells me that all the time. She's very good at helping me find that. So it's not like nobody's telling me, don't worry, don't think that no one at home is acknowledging my arrogance. Because they are. But it's not a real arrogance. It's just something I think is funny. I think somebody who's ignorant of something yet still arrogant is funny. The problem is, think about it. You think I'm really ignorant to it when I'm not, and then the arrogance on top of that, it's like somebody that believes you're on bullshit. And, I can see where that's an issue. I can. That could be a problem. It really could. And so I get that. So let me say, and not to put you on blast or call you out, I'm not mad at you. You had a concern, and I've had other people send in with concerns. I've looked at their concerns and not catered, and went, no, I think you're wrong. But in this instance, I don't think that you. I have no idea where I'm at there because I got a phone call that interrupted it, but it's more of me being an arrogant asshole, I think. And, if you listen to that, I get it. But it's like in that last episode that you've not heard yet, or maybe if you didn't make it this far, you heard it before this. It's probably some sort of a coping mechanism. Because there are times that when I really believe something, I think it does come across arrogant. And I think the reason is, I've always been really afraid of being identified as one of those people who believe something crazy, who believe something that's just out there. You know what I mean? Like being that fringe person. Being that person that I used to look at and ridicule and now look at and go, man, I hate that for them. Like, I don't want to be that person. And I would, there's still this sense of that there's some shame in that. There's some shame in being that person. And I shouldn't think that way. And then somebody shouldn't feel shame over their beliefs, you know, no matter what their beliefs are. Beliefs are beliefs. And you know, if you feel like you've comfortably and responsibly taken the time to hash out your beliefs, then you shouldn't have any shame in them. I don't guess. I mean, there's obviously some things you should be ashamed of if you believe that way, but if you believe that way, there's nothing I can say that's going to make you feel ashamed of it. So, you know, it is what it is. But I can definitely see where me attempting humor could be misconstrued as arrogance sometimes. I can see how my insecurities about my beliefs or being confused as believing something else comes out as arrogance sometimes. And then I can see sometimes, and in one of those episodes in particular, I really noticed there was something that I was very arrogant about, the superiority of my belief in that, or the superiority of my stance on that, or my level of knowledge on that. And in that case, I think it's more of a pride thing. Not a super intelligent person, so there's something I know something about, I have a little too much pride in. So you're not wrong. You definitely seen and acknowledged something in me, or seen something in me that I'm not proud of, that's not good, and in allowed me to acknowledge it. And I will tell you this, barring the last one, because I got a feeling, and after listening to one of those in particular, I got a feeling the episode, I think it'll be before this, it's one about beliefs and some alien stuff and different things like that, and like different types of beliefs. I believe that if you hear it before you hear this, you'll view it as being more arrogant. And I went back and listened to it, and I think I am going to put it, I might move it past this, so I don't know, because what I do is I record these ahead and try to schedule them out, and so I don't know, but I went back and listened to it for that reason. There's no arrogance in that one. That one is purely me trying to be somewhat funny, and there are some quote-unquote jabs or jokes or like statements that are made with a bravado and maybe some arrogance that purely is satirical. It's purely supposed to be humorous in all regards. But for the most part, I don't think it is. Let me say that I really mean this. Humility means a lot to me. You should humble yourself to me because I'm a lot more intelligent. You see, that's not arrogance. I'm sorry. But humility really does mean a lot to me. And I consider myself a humble, fair, honest person. But here's the reality of the situation. I am human. I'm not always humble. I'm not always fair. And I'm not always honest, especially with myself. Just because I want to be those things, and just because I admire those things, and just because I appreciate those things, and just because I pursue those things does not mean I will always hit those markers. I fail at those things often. I find most often that I fail at humility when I'm trying to defend something that I have a fear that by some form of association, I will be associated with. That is to say, if I'm on a panel on a show and they discuss something that I find ridiculous and ignorant, and this happened years back, about a year or so ago, maybe almost two years. I was on a panel and they discussed flat earth and all, and I felt like an idiot for being involved in that. one of my best friends was involved with it, and he, you know, he didn't put me in a bad spot. His guests put me in a bad spot, and I felt like a moron. And I'm going to say I actually addressed that on probably a fairly early episode. But I do remember some encounters with them after, like some discussion on that same show after, that could definitely be misconstrued as being very arrogant statements and things like that, because there was a fear that I was going to be identified with something I really didn't believe in. I couldn't stand the thought somebody would think I was dumb enough to believe something like that. And that's not being humble. That's not having the humility to say, well, I could be wrong in this situation, for one. And secondly, I'm not having the humility to say, I'm me, and this is the best I can be. And if people confuse my beliefs with somebody else's, you know, I would like to have the opportunity to address it and say, no, that's not how I feel, but I need to do it in a calm, non-offensive, non-attacking way towards their beliefs, and stay humble in my, and I failed at that. And I do fail at that from time to time. See, that's a lot of what this podcast had become, and still is really me trying to fix me. And it is a form of of therapy. And I want to be a better person in general. I really do. And I really do make the attempt to do it. But this is the thing about that endeavor for me. I can't speak of it for other people. But for me, I fail a lot in that endeavor. And what that used to result in is me simply kind of falling back into the rut of whatever the negative thing was that I was doing and failed at preventing or perpetuating that one particular instance and making it worse and just getting everything blown out of proportion. And now I understand that failing at that and not being good at those things is just part of the process. And I wanted what I want with every endeavor I've ever pursued in life. I wanted instant gratification, instant reward. And I wanted to just go, I'm going to be a better person, and then, boom, I'm a better person. And it doesn't work that way for me. Maybe it does for other people, but it doesn't work that way for me. It's become very obvious to me that if I'm going to put a value and a premium on being a better person, and I have, it's not going to come overnight. It's not going to come immediately. I'm actually going to have to work for it. And that's a wild thought. You know what I mean? That's a crazy thought. And to me, it is. It's one of those situations where I had to come to the realization that, well, you can't just be who you want to be. Not without work. Not without, you know, because it seems crazy. Because it seemed like I was being who I wanted to be when I wasn't being an all-around, like, I wasn't being as good a person as I wanted to be, but it seemed like I was being who I wanted to be. I was scared, and so I was allowing the fear to take over. I was ignorant to a lot of things. I was allowing that ignorance to reign. I had learned life lessons, if you will, or thought processes or ways of being from people who I deeply respected and was very good at following those philosophies. One of my favorite statements: forgiveness is for the foolish. Or forgiveness for the foolish. No. I said it's one of my favorite. I'm sorry, I'm struggling because it's the pattern that you said. Forgiving is for the righteous, forgetting is for the foolish. And I prefer to be neither. That's a saying I said for years. And I think part of why it's hard for me to say it now is the thought process behind it. I do want to be as forgiving as possible. There are some things I don't know if I can forgive. And I don't mean that in a macho, that I ain't forgiving nothing way. I mean in a way of human nature. I don't know if I can forgive. And forgetting? If I'm going to forgive it, I might as well forget it. And let it go. You know? There's things I'm going to struggle at with that. There is. But when I didn't want to forgive and I didn't want to forgive, that seemed very easy. There's a lot of quick, fast rewards to those things. But I promise you, as a person, I'm not an arrogant person. I'm not self-confident enough to be arrogant, for one. Now, granted, there are a certain segment of people who are arrogant and they're arrogant because they're very self-confident. There is. There's also a segment of people that are arrogant because of their lack of self-confidence. But I'm self-deprecating to the point that I don't think I can have that much arrogance. It doesn't jive. You know what I mean? It doesn't math out. But I'll tell you this. Sorry, no cough button in the truck. I'll tell you this. There is a certain amount of arrogance that comes from something. If you don't view yourself as being very good or very knowledgeable about a lot of things, sometimes when you are knowledgeable about something, it just comes out as pride. Or it's meant to be projected as pride of, well, look, I know this, and I'm not... In the biblical sense, speaking pride in general can be a good thing. I'm not one of them. You know, you can still be humble and have some pride in things that you've done and other things. It's ridiculous to say that you can't. And that's not an arrogant statement. That's a factual statement. It's ridiculous to say that you can't have pride and still be humble. Because we know that it can happen. We see it happen all the time. But maybe sometimes I'm proud of the few things that I have knowledge about and know. And I come across arrogant in that pride. Because pridefulness and arrogance can be the same thing. Just like, and you can be those at the same time. You can be proud and arrogant at the same time, just like you can be proud and humble at the same time. But the difference is a little bit of self-pride and some humility. Those two things aren't going to get confused. You're not going to get confused with something humble you've done with something prideful you've done, I don't think. Not very often, anyway. Whereas you could very easily confuse something prideful, something you have pride in, with something that you are someone's arrogant about. Like there is that room for confusion there. But the big thing I took away from it is you weren't attacking me. You weren't being me. And look, your email didn't come across that way. It really didn't. It was well written. And maybe that's the only reason I looked at it and went, okay, let me look. I don't know. Maybe it's not because I'm trying to be a better person. Maybe I'm just telling myself that because I want to be a better person. But, you know, you approached it well, and it wasn't insulting. It wasn't mean or cruel in any way, shape, or form. It felt comfortable hearing. It really did. But you are right. I found maybe not even the same instances. And then that's why I would like for you to reach back out and communicate. I'd like to know the instance. That's why I'm not mentioning the episodes, which episode and which instance, because I'd like for you to reach back out. I'd like to know what instances you found arrogant, or if it was just in general my behavior. And then I would like to point out the instances I found arrogant, the ones that I felt there was just no excuse for. It really was arrogant. And then the ones that was... somewhat, I was trying to be comedic in some way and kind of get your take, because, you know, something me and Malik did for a long time, something me and a lot of people used to, when this podcast did really good, was a lot of conversation and email. lot of email chains and a lot of group conversations in the email, and it was so much fun. And I learned a lot about myself, and it helped get me to the point I'm at now, a point I'm proud of. And a point where I humbly say I am a better person than I was when I started this podcast. But reach out to me. I like them because you're not wrong. I've seen it the minute certain spots popped up in those episodes. I mean, and to be honest with you, I went into it assuming I think it's probably going to be me trying to be funny because I've got that before. It's not like I haven't, you know. But the difference is I could see where some of that really wasn't me trying to be funny. Some of that was and could definitely be misconstrued as very arrogant. But there was at least some arrogance to some of it. Maybe some of it was very arrogant. I'm not really sure. But you definitely saw it. You definitely. And look, how we view what people do and say to and about us is a big thing. Like it's important on where we are as a person sometimes and how we communicate with people. I felt in the past like things like that were an attack. And at a certain time, I think I would have taken that as an attack and probably got very defensive. But I really feel like I've kind of succumbed to attempting to be a better person. And the truth of the matter is, even if they're wrong sometimes, and this is clearly the right, but even if they're wrong sometimes, you kind of got to pay attention to things that people say because sometimes they can see you better than you can see yourself because they see you from a different perspective. Now, you obviously have to be careful. Some people just want to tear you down. Some people just want to beat you up over things. But I find that the people that like you and the people that see value in you oftentimes see criticisms in you too. And they're not criticizing or calling out things about you for a negative reason. They're doing it because they'd like to see a positive change in you. Maybe it's a change they'd like to see in themselves, but not always. Maybe it is something, maybe this person's a very humble person that's never arrogant. And that's one of the things that subconsciously they've worked hard at and they're proud of. And maybe they like me. And maybe they like this show and they go, man, if that aspect of him and that him being that way on the show was gone, it would improve this. And I like this part about me. I'd like to see this in him. Because we do project. We definitely project. I do. That's one of the hardest things I've had to learn to do as a parent is not project onto my kids the expectations I had for myself and any real expectations for them outside of being a good person and treating people good. And that's a different topic for a different day. But hopefully, maybe that'll be our next topic, if I can remember it. I don't have a great memory. But know that I recognized the same thing that you recognized. And I acknowledge it. And if I wasn't right all the time, you would have had to write the damn email.
I think I've covered it on here quite a few times that 213 is my favorite number. And I've talked about why and how I've used it in various ways over the years. And this is the 213th episode. Today is the last episode of Here to Chew Bubblegum. It's March 24th. That will be the last episode Goose and I ever do of Here to Chew Bubblegum. And today is episode 213 of Talk Junkie. And I recorded this episode a long time ago. I think it has something to do with an email I got sent. I don't know. Recorded most of these at the first of the year. 213 will be the last episode of Talk Junkie. Maybe again somewhere down the road I'll do a different podcast or something like that. I don't know. I don't need to do it, and it doesn't do what it used to do for me. But thank you everyone who ever listened to any episode. I truly appreciate it.